This is Seattle's Morning News. Dave Ross with Colleen O'Brien. We're now going to take you down to Joint Base Lewis-McChord, where there has been a problem with some of the base housing. And Melissa Godoy, you found yourself getting sick, and your kids, who are here in the studio, also getting sick. Now, when did you first notice that something was wrong?
The sinus infection started August 2018, and I didn't think anything of it.
Because you'd lived in military housing before.
Yes, for the last 10 years.
Without any problems?
No.
Okay.
Never.
So you're stationed at JBLM, and suddenly you start getting sick.
Yes. I went through a process of elimination, changing my laundry detergent, getting more air purifiers. My house was very humid and heavy. There was always condensation on the inside of the windows. I thought it was normal. I didn't really know enough about sick building syndrome to be able to know that it was the house. I just thought that it was just
living
normal.
In the Northwest, where it's wet
it was
all
normal.
The time.
Everybody kept telling me, like, this is Washington, blah,
right.
blah, blah. So I chalked it up as that. But the house was always humid. It always smelled earthy. It was always humid in there.
To be clear, the children were getting sick too.
The children were getting, yes, they were both getting sick. They had gotten a couple bouts of bronchitis,
yeah.
having to use albuterol inhalers on them all the time.
Which had never happened before.
No, absolutely not.
So finally, you'd found some moisture behind the refrigerator.
Yes. There was water leaking on the floor, and I called maintenance. They came out probably a day later, and while looking for the leak, the maintenance man cut a hole in the wall and found that there was a suspended big blob of water in the wall, just
really?
In the insulation, and a significant amount.
The insulation was soaked.
The insulation was soaked.
So what'd they do about it?
He cut open the hole, and immediately the home smelled so bad. It smelled like rotten, dirty towel. And I asked the maintenance man, is that normal? Should we be breathing that? Because that's permeating the house.
Yeah.
It gave me a headache. He said, no, you're fine. So he gave us a huge commercial dehumidifier and left it in our kitchen, draining into the sink, and said, I'll be back in about 4 or 5 days when that dries.
Mm-hmm. And when he came back, what happened?
He came back. They patched the hole in the wall, and I had questions. I said, well, how long was the water there? Where did it come from? Is there mold? Because there's water in there, and we don't know how long it was sitting. So there's got to be something, because we're sick.
Yeah.
And we're abnormally sick. We're this is not normal to be this sick all the time. They said, no, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
So they never tested for mold?
They though. Never tested for mold.
So you decided to take action.
I did. I got frustrated because that was about 3 months in bed. I wasn't eating. I couldn't swallow. I felt hot all the time. I felt nauseated. I had to quit training. I was laying in bed. It felt like morning sickness wrapped with the flu and your worst hangover.
Yeah.
That's what it felt like all the time. At one point, I thought I had cancer. I was tested for cancer. I said, there has to be an explanation for feeling like this. So after months of being frustrated, I thought, okay, I'm going to look myself. I don't know where, but I'm going to start. So I grabbed a flathead screwdriver and a hammer and started prying off the trim near my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And then I noticed there was some shading in the wall, some gray, weird shading. That's where I started stabbing into the wall and pulled out a piece of drywall, and on the other side was just covered in black mold.
Wow.
And then I followed that wall into the bathroom, and there's another wall in between the door and the shower. And I noticed that days before, when I had them inspect for mold one more time and they shot me down one more time, they had painted over some mildew on the wood paneling. You could see the discoloration in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it. You didn't have, you didn't even have to squint. You didn't have to look.
So they were just trying to cover it up.
They covered up. Had they pried off that piece of trim, they would have saw that the wall was completely deteriorated into the frame. The drywall was crumbling. There was a piece of metal that was sitting on the edge of the wall that goes up from the ceiling to the floor. That piece of metal, it was eaten away.
It was rusted away.
Rusted away.
Yeah.
Had they pried off that piece of paneling like they were supposed to, instead of painting over, they would have saw that the wall was rotten with mold.
So once you found that, what did you do?
I got very angry.
Of course.
Called maintenance back and said, I found mold. This is why we're so sick. You guys need to get over here. So they came over I did a Facebook Live, recorded the whole thing for my protection and theirs, because I was lied to so many times. So recorded the whole thing and told them, I said, now I'm going to pack my family and I up and we're going to leave this house because we're sick. And I know it's this house.
And in the meantime, you posted this and you started getting reports from other people who had gone through something similar.
I had shared my video through different Facebook groups in the JBLM area, as well as the Lincoln Military Housing page. I shared it on there. I got blocked. Uh-huh. they deleted and blocked it. But I started sharing, and then spouses all over JBLM started PMing me on Facebook going, I went through the same thing, or they were commenting on my posts of my video.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is a lot. I need to consolidate everybody. So I started a group and I called it Lincoln Military Housing Toxic Homes JBLM. And people were just requesting left and right, saying, I'm in the same situation. I need help. And I thought, I don't know how to help these people. And I thought the only way I could, I'll go to their house and check. So I would start checking houses. And then it turned into checking houses to helping evacuate people.
Yeah. So did you find that this was pretty much going on in a lot of places, or was it rare? Or
overwhelming. So far to date, as of August 1st, when we got displaced, there has been over 200 families evacuated.
Wow. Had they complained in the same way you did, and they got the same sort of brush off that you
did? Absolutely. Yes, they did.
Wow. So what happens next?
Right now, what I am pressuring the leaders in JBLM to do is to start medically treating the tenants. We have already confirmed that it was mold. Congress just had hearings about it in Washington, D.C., and they know it's mold. They know these houses are bad. Even the housing companies admit that their maintenance is bad and that they know that it's mold. Everyone knows that it's mold.
And they could have solved this right away if they'd listened to you.
Absolutely. All of this could have been avoided.
Why do you think they didn't care? Why would they just, you know, blow you off? You'd lived as a military wife for many years. You've been from base to base. You're in good shape. You're a valued member of the country's defense force here. Why wouldn't they believe you?
Money. The military means money to them. They're nothing but a bunch of guaranteed paychecks, and they just wanted to cash in on that.
You think it's time to stop contracting this stuff out with private companies? Or
definitely. They definitely need to be hauled out from all the military bases with handcuffs.
With handcuffs.
With handcuffs.
And frog marched off to the pokey, huh?
People are getting sick. Kids are getting sick. That's dangerous. That's criminal. And they need to pay for that.
Melissa Godoy, her story is told in Crosscut. And Melissa, thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.